I can literally start immediately.
A wee mullet.
I can start immediately.
A wee mullet.
How you like that, dude?
A wee mullet.
We on, baby.
I forgot how much I didn't like Italians.
Forgot how much I hate Italians.
Dude, I went into a cigar shop the other day to buy a cigar for my dad. I was with Nate. I'm with Nate Chopper. We're down.
Oh, shit. Nice.
We went out to, lunch.
Shout out, Nate. What up, Bo?
We went out to lunch.
We got to start doing shout outs again.
Oh, right. We do. So we went out to lunch, and I'm with Nate, and then, like, as usual, I get out of there, and I'm like, where the fuck did I park? So I had to do my old fucking, you know, I had to do my little, like, go, like, two blocks and go in, like, 10 circles until I find where I'm going. And then, like, my landmark was this cigar shop, so I knew I was somewhere near there, and I'm like, I'll just run in here and get my, I was going to see my dad, like, I'm getting him a cigar. Yeah. Walk in, it's just like these fucking fat Italian dudes standing there trying to like Tony Soprano out, just all smoking cigars. And I was like, yeah, I need to get a cigar for my dad. And they're just being dicks. Like, you got that one over there? And I'm like, whatever, I'll take it. And then I noticed they're selling CBD oil. So I'm like, oh, sweet, I get to talk CBDs, dude. I'm like, this is cool. So I'm like, yeah. Dude, they're selling bottles of 250 milligrams for $69.
Wow.
Which is like, I was
what
like,
what does.
Bro. 250 milligrams? Animus,
no, no,
bro?
No. Animus, that's it.
What 12 bucks, bro.
12 bucks?
They're raking people over the coals. So I was like, you guys sell a lot of these? And the guy's like, literally goes, I don't know nothing about it. I don't know nothing about that. Like, trying to act like I'm, like, wearing a wire. He was trying to act like he was selling drugs by selling CBD oils. I know nothing about that. I'm like, no, I don't
know. It's like, yeah, CVS and Rite Aid sell these, dude.
Exactly.
You
so he was
fat-titted fucking WAP retard.
So he tried to act like he was like, all of a sudden, I'm an undercover cop, and all of his boys look away like, hey,
doing business over here.
It's like, ooh. Oh, my God, I forgot how much you guys are fucking
dorks. It's
like
dorks. The old neighborhood. Yeah, they do fucking stink.
I'm so fucking mad. I'm like, you fucking assholes.
I just watched,
like,
Goodfellas this weekend, too. Kind of had the same thought.
You were just like,
I was watching
Jesus
Goodfellas,
Christ.
And I was like, these guys are fucking... Like, I was young. Like, I don't know. Goodfellas is still awesome, but it's like...
Great movie.
These guys suck.
Yeah.
Well, they really suck.
They all kind of, like, ratted each other out.
In the end, they all rat each other out.
They all ratted each other
out.
They
murder each other and then tell on each other.
Yeah.
Classic WAPs.
There was a... there's a bar in Philly called Chicks. And it just came out. And the guy's son stands outside of it. The guy got murdered. The original... He was whatever his name was.
Yeah, something WAP.
He was part of, like, Merlino's and all those guys. He got murdered. But he was a rat. He testified on everyone. So his son owns a big-ass fucking bar in South Philly, or like on Washington Ave, the start of it.
Yeah.
Stands outside, Goombas all day long, like, welcome to my rat.
And his
dad's
was
a fucking rat, dude. Yeah, they're all fucking ratty. Everyone's like, my dad's in the mob. I'm like, no, you're not. Every Italian swears to God their uncle's in the mob. And it's like, dude, he took like one bet in his life.
My dad's a bookie. and he he's going to be pissed that I said that. Whatever. My dad's a bookie and somebody bet like a lot of money and then just didn't pay him. Kind of called his fucking bluff. And my dad was like, I guess I'm out.
Yeah, like, I mean, what are you going to go?
It's like, what am I going to go break this guy's legs?
Exactly.
He's like, I'm fucking 50, Shane.
Yeah.
Not going to jail. Can't go fucking attack a guy. And he's like, so that was it.
It's a bogus move for sure.
I think I shouldn't have just ratted on my dad, dude. I just Henry Hill'd my dad.
we can bleep it. We just say like my...
Nah, whatever. Fuck it.
I mean, I don't think anyone gives a fuck
about
it.
Yeah, no one's going to care.
It's almost.
I just
like,
don't want somebody to get a good idea and be like, oh, yeah, I can just bet Shane's dad's a bookie. I can just place a bet with
that'd
that
be
idiot.
Sick sponsor, dude.
Not pay him. What, my dad the bookie? We're sponsored by...
Get him some action, dude.
Dick Hoods from Canada and my dad the bookie. Also fracking. Still fracking. They've been funding us
We
nicely.
Should get him action.
We should get it. Yeah, I don't think he's taking action anymore.
Really?
I haven't seen
him take some action,
He used
dude.
To be on the fucking phone nonstop.
Why don't
and just
you
be
become
like,
a bookie? You'd be great at it. You watch
being
sports.
A bookie?
Yeah. You're
no,
big.
I
you watch sports.
I would suck at it.
Why?
I can't be a bookie.
Why? It does suck. I tried it and like it
sucks. Well, first
sucks.
Off, I'm poor right now.
So what?
I'd have to bank on that
Don't
first
pay.
Guy losing.
Yeah. I know.
Whoever he took, I'd be like, come on, LSU.
It would just be you
I got
first.
The Bulls and the
I would
under.
Just, I would just call in and be like, I got $5 on the Eagles, dude. Just be like, all right, you'd have your little pad.
Oh, I'd be. What would your handle be? What would your nickname be?
Fucking safe dick, dude. Cover dick. Manhood.
We got a nickel on the birds tonight. Safe dick has a nickel.
I forgot. I just watched Hardball, and I remember they had like nicknames.
Yeah,
you're number 66.
Yeah, you got to get your handle.
What's your name? He's like the Cucawamba Warriors. He's like Cucawamba. What is this guy?
Oh God, Cuckoo. What was it?
Like the cucumbers.
Cucumbers. Yeah, bitch. We the cucumbers. Yeah, I remember that.
That's sick, dude.
Yeah, being a bookie is pretty lit.
Yeah, it is.
My dad was a bookie, and he would be on the phone. He would like, because the phone, it was a fucking landline. So yeah. He would be taking phone calls all the time and just be like, what do you want? What do you want? Nickel? You wanted that on it? Like, all right. Hang up. Be like, what was that? He'd be like, nothing, Shane. Come on. Be like, you're taking bets. He's like, oh, yeah, Shane. Well, it's $10. We're friends.
It's one of those things where it's like, unless you're pulling in hundreds of thousands of dollars, it was nothing. Nobody gives a fuck.
No.
Like, it was no money. They popped those guys in Ridley, and they got caught. They had like a gambling den. They were all bookies and stuff, and they were just like laughing as they got arrested. Like, all right, dude, take our gambling place.
I have
9 fucking accounts overseas with $1 million in them.
My dad was betting like, I think he was actually telling the truth that it was just him and his friends.
Yeah, it's probably, you know.
From a couple guys from the Knights of Columbus.
Well, something, dude. Like, that's a gentleman's agreement.
But I knew exactly what he was doing every time.
That's crazy you can't do that.
What, take bets?
Yeah. It's like, what the fuck? Bullshit. Why can't I?
Yeah.
That's bullshit, dude.
It's just to protect retards.
Why? What do you mean?
Because people get in debt and then get killed.
Yeah, but they're
so
like.
So they had to make it illegal.
Yeah, I guess.
There's enough retards out there that keep betting and then they end up.
Why don't they just do it to where, like, you just got to pay? I mean, boogieing with Venmo must be sick. It's like, all right, we'll put up $25, and if you lose, I'll pay you back.
I'm not saying nothing here.
Shane, get a credit card.
I got a couple friends.
Get a credit card.
I got a friend that's a bookie. I can't also be a bookie.
Give him action. And then just go around and enforce it, dude. We should start enforcing.
I'll send you.
Just be like, yo, what am I going to do?
You get him.
I'll get him, yeah. I don't know. I don't feel comfortable beating people up for sports
bets. No, I'm not going to beat somebody up for not paying me for like the Ravens over.
I know.
Yeah.
That was my problem with bookieing. Someone will lose and I'm like, I don't want to take money off this guy. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. If somebody didn't pay me, I'd be like, yeah, I wouldn't pay.
Yeah. It's not a
in
thing.
In my mind, I'd be like, I wouldn't pay. I don't, the IRS is after me.
People
dude.
Get beat with that all the time, dude. Everyone, pretty much everyone I know has gotten beat for just like an imaginary 5 G's at one point.
Really?
Yeah. I know
you
two
know
guys.
People that
I know,
have gotten beat up?
No. Beat, like, lost their money.
Oh,
no, I know
yeah,
no one
yeah,
who's got.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people who've said, bookies, fuck you, and they're still walking fine. They're not limping or anything.
Yeah, these bookies aren't going to. I mean, I have no idea. I wouldn't bet with somebody that's, like, serious.
We start betting, dude, and it's beating bookies.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah, it'd be awesome. You gotta get sick handles, dude. Whoa, Matt and Shane's secret podcast.
Yeah. Matt McCusker and Shane Gillis' secret podcast.
I didn't marry no damn slut.
So as an Italian,
you better go to confessions.
As an Italian, do you and I always wondered if it's true. Do you change shirts when you're about to beat your wife? Do you put on a different shirt, or do you keep?
Do you have sex in a wife beater?
Yeah, it's like handed down from my family.
Great statutory. Yeah. What was the town you're from in Italy?
Reapy.
Reapy?
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, what's that Italian for? Sex?
From a sex in Italy.
Yeah. The great, I was hitting the statutory upstairs, dude. It's fine.
A bunch of guys, yeah, my ancestors reapy. Started the town, and they were like, what do we name, how do we describe this town?
Yeah, it's a little reapy.
Yeah, it's a little reapy.
A little reapy. You're coming here.
Reapy. Isn't there a town named Corleone in Italy, or a city?
Yeah, I think so.
And that, that's where like the apparently they were like, they kind of like had, I think they did dirty work for like the British government or something.
Really?
People of Corleone, yeah.
Oh, he would get along with Spud.
Oh yeah.
You would like.
Oh.
You
yeah.
would like. So the mob. How tied is the mob to the Central Intelligence Agency?
There's like, there's pretty, like, I think kind of the start
like
of
Meyer
it.
Meyer Lansky
and
all
that
stuff.
The start of it is like the World War II, where like the U.S., when they invaded Sicily, they, you know, they brought along, first they had like the gangsters here to control the ports, the Italian mafia during World War II.
Yeah,
and then
that couldn't have been a great.
Right.
Just a bunch of fucking Racines standing at a port like, ain't no Nazis coming in over here. Let's go home.
Let's go eat lunch.
Yeah.
Hey, my mom's making veal.
Speaking of U-boats, let's get a sub.
But it was, cut out early today. We're going to cut out early today and go see our mothers.
Just like no-show port jobs.
I'm
going to
pick up my laundry from my mom's house.
Damn, the WAPs at the docks must have fucked people up, dude.
Yeah.
That's another dude. Dr. Seuss book.
WAPs at the docks?
Yeah. It must be like, there's one of those Japanese now. Get the son of a bitch.
It's why are there so many WAPs at the docs?
And now
go
they're
ask
trying
your
to
pop.
Cancel Dr. Seuss because
I can't
not,
believe it.
They're not publishing WAPs at the docs anymore.
True,
WAPs at the docs.
I read Dr. Seuss every night.
You do?
Kid loves it.
Yeah,
yeah, dude. Yeah. It's fucking.
Which one? Do you read just World War
One
II
fish,
propaganda?
Two fish.
He made?
One fish, two fish. No, I just
read Japanese.
I read his underground stuff.
Yeah.
All right, so the WAPs were at the docks.
Yeah, WAPs were at the docks, and then they go to Sicily, and Mussolini locked up all the mafia people.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so Mussolini like cracked down on the mob, so the U.S., they invade Sicily, and they're like, okay, we need locals. So they picked those mob guys. They just took the mob guys out of prison. Like, okay, you're our guide now. Like, you tell us about the terrain, and we'll roll the tanks there. And then they get to a town, and it's like, all right, well, you guys can run this, right? Yeah. And then now Sicily's still controlled by the mafia.
Weird. It's almost like there's like some sort of correlation between like amoral gangsters and the people who kind of run the government at the highest level.
That's right.
It's kind of strange.
They're a bunch of gangsters.
Yeah, I think that's pretty.
Yeah.
I think that's 100% common.
I would say, yeah.
I'd say common knowledge.
Yeah, like these guys rule. And they're like, well, we're doing the same thing. I'm like, nice.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever heard of Michael Parenti, but he's like my favorite Italian dude. He's like kind of like a leftist guy, but he does, you can watch these YouTube lectures. And he's just like, he'll just like start shouting like the state, they're a bunch of gangsters, you know, and it's like he gets very worked up. But, you know, they're passionate, hot blooded people. So you can kind of understand.
True. It. Pretty charged up, I would say.
Yeah, we're charged up.
You ever get charged up?
Yeah.
Can do you ever like, because I get angry and I'm not Italian. I would imagine if you got angry, you'd be like, this must be my Italian.
I get mad at myself a lot.
Do you really?
I lost my wallet this week.
That sounds a little Irish.
Does the WAPs turn on themselves? I thought you guys
usually like, this is somebody else's fault.
Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
I'm not responsible in any way.
I assume you guys lack self-reflection.
Yeah, we do. But I think I've worked on that. Yeah.
What happens when you get mad at yourself? Do you guys just like jack yourself up against the wall? You're like, hey, you fucking idiot.
Put yourself in the trunk of a car. Deborah, come drive me to the lake.
Deborah, put a rat in my mouth.
Dude, can we all make an agreement just to like grow all of our hair together?
Damn, I'll look fucking crazy.
You look so sick, no. Dude. If you went like Val Kilmer.
It wouldn't be valid. I'm bald up front, dude. I could get Tony Soprano. I could go slick back.
That would be sick.
I'd go bald slick back.
That would be nice.
Anyway, when I get out of the shower, I do it.
Yeah, you slick it up.
I go, whoa, this doesn't look so bad.
Yeah, I'm telling you, a slick back is terrible.
Trust me, daddy, it looks good.
A lot of people would like it. Yeah, like one of those dressy kind of t-shirts.
But then I'm naked and I see my penis and I go, I'll never be Tony. I'm always going to be AJ with this fucking tight. God damn it. I'm always going to be a tiny teenish man.
I guess Tony definitely had the
Tony meat. Had a hog, dude.
Yeah, true. That'd be funny if that was like the real thing. The real finale of the whole season. Or the whole thing.
Pants.
He goes into the
bathroom. Got pants at the diner.
Oh, Tony, what the hell?
Tony, you had a teenus this whole time.
You got a dick like an Irishman.
You're not the boss anymore.
He just goes, takes a pee, and looks at his pants and just shows it down.
Yeah. And the screen goes black.
Don't stop.
Dude, you're like a fucking conspiracy hibachi chef. Like everything somebody says, he's like, yeah, check this out. I'll fucking make that.
Tossing it right in your mouth. Me and John are on the other side of the table.
Dude, imagine how many people in your family?
Five.
Okay. Brothers and sisters?
Yeah, all together, five.
Imagine if like four out of them got murdered. Like, so imagine you get murdered, your brother's plane explodes, your other brother drives off a bridge and a fucking girl dies and drowns.
And he walks and becomes a fucking senator.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's like.
Yeah, you're right. It's weird.
Honorable. And your brother was running against Hillary Clinton and his plane explodes and then she takes the Senate seat.
Yeah.
Pretty strange. Yeah. Especially the Kennedys too. It's like they were all mob tied. You know Woody Harrelson's dad was a hitman?
Yes, I didn't know
Isn't that.
Isn't
that fucked up?
I did know that, yeah.
Dude, I didn't know that.
That's fucking sick.
He got murdered too.
Who did?
Woody Harrelson's dad.
Damn.
Allegedly involved in the JFK assassination.
What? Woody Harrelson's dad shot JFK?
He was involved, dude.
You heard it here first, episode 89.
Dude, he was all involved. The mafia got tied up with... You know how like the mafia got tied up with the government after World War II?
Yes, and well, during World War II.
When that boat got sunk. I forget what boat it was, and the government went to the mafia like, can you use your connections to like, get us into the ports easier? And
well,
like,
to protect the docks, they hired the mafia.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You have to watch a documentary I watched. I'd love to have you Snopes it, dude. Because you know history. I don't know history. I watch it. I'm like, this kind of makes... I just Google stuff while I watch it. Did I watch this documentary? It's like the mafia got involved with the CIA. And then they took like Giacano as like one of like the lead mobsters. And they let those guys kind of start running with the CIA. That's how the CIA got all into like smuggling drugs and stuff.
Really?
Yeah. That's Bill Clinton was... They were flying all the cocaine. They were flying all the cocaine into Arkansas. The CIA was flying. And they were sending weapons back to the Sandinistas.
Yeah.
That's all documented.
Did you ever
fact.
See?
Really? Yeah. It was fucking Bill Clinton was the governor allowing all this shit to happen. Meanwhile, Crooked Hillary's pulling the strings behind
the
scene.
Did you see that?
Dude, I'm telling you, watch this fucking thing.
The Tom Cruise movie's about that.
Yeah.
It just came out. It's about how it's he real. Got hired by the CIA to fly drugs and he would fly cocaine back, and then when he would return, he would bring back a ton of ammunition
Pablo Escobar,
and arms.
Yeah.
And then he would fly back Sandinistas to Arkansas.
They trained him
to
in
train.
Fucking Arkansas.
What?
Yeah.
It's fact. It's none of this
is
even disputable.
It is fact. It's a fucking Hollywood movie now.
Yeah. I have to check that out.
In the movie, Tom Cruise's character, the CIA doesn't know that he's... It's like Pablo Escobar is like, we need you to bring weapons back to us or we'll kill you. And he's like, okay, I guess got to fly weapons back now. So the movie,
the CIA
doesn't know
just
about
be
the
like,
weapons.
Yeah,
the CIA definitely looked at the script. They're like, hey, yeah, this part?
Yeah.
I want to fix this
guy. Well, the CIA owns Fox News. They probably
own... They don't own Fox. Fox News is owned by military intelligence, dude.
Oh, who owns... What does CIA own? CNN?
Pretty much all the other ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Operation Mockingbird.
They probably control the studio that made that movie.
Well, they're the way it all comes down to that Operation Mockingbird thing.
Yeah.
To where like they had a Senate hearing, I guess it is, being like, are you paying people to work inside of the press? And the guy literally looks at his lawyer and goes, I'd like to handle that in the private discussion, thank you. And they do it twice. Like, do you pay news medias? And he was like, I'd like to take that in the private session, thank you. So they definitely fucking did it. Because you ever see the thing where
you should just say no if you didn't.
Just say no. Yeah. Just why, dude? Just be like, no.
Also, it's weird to be like, can we chat later, dude? I know.
Yeah. Yeah. In hearing, be like, yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Or he just walks up and
he's like, no, dude, fucking, and then winks at him. He's like, just chill for a second.
Like, you're on camera, sir. He's like.
It sounds wildly conspiratorial, but it sounds wild to be like, no, we've just been run by good boys all this time, and everyone's looking out. Dude, if you give me unfettered access to, like, money, running areas, I'm going to become a corrupt,
I'll be a bad guy.
Psycho,
you're
dude,
corrupt
like
with
I'm corrupt
the
little,
little patch
bit
of
that
land.
I got.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got a fucking apartment, you're corrupt. So, and now you're using the fucking media. You got media now.
Dude,
you got
you're running Chase. Your media. Yeah.
And he does have, like, within the people, our fan base, a strong contingent is, like, real supportive of Matt. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Like, real,
I'm sure.
Like, shut the fuck up, Shane. Matt knows what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah.
Dude, you have to watch the thing I watched. It's not bad. You watch it. It's not too wild. Some of it goes off into, like, third planet sun shit, and you're like, all right, this is fucking insane. This
yeah,
is all
that's
this
when
stuff.
It loses me, though.
This is stuff that happened in history, and they're like, this is why, you know, this is what happened.
Yeah, good call. Sinners was just an excuse for black dudes to do Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
I never thought about that, Lemaire. Good point. You're on fire.
Black Peaky Blinders.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. It's just got? Show me pictures of the black guy in Peaky Blinders.
You're going to come across Lemaire on Image 3. Yeah, let's actually.
Damn, these Peaky Blinders outfits suck ass. They fucking suck ass, dude. I'm actually an accountant. Bro.
Oh
nice,
my
dude.
God,
in the
dude.
Full Airbnb apartment.
Oh my
rocking
God.
Rocking the Peaky Blinders.
Dude, imagine popping off the Peaky Blinders garb and then you just can't get hard.
Oh yeah, trust me, I can imagine that. That's why I'm not allowed to wear the Peaky Blinders, dude.
I would just lean into it and be like,
oh, I've seen a lot of things.
Yeah, I was in World War One.
I breathed in mustard.
Also, they're chugging whiskey the whole time. There's no way any of these dudes had boners. The Peaky Blinders were soft.
I know.
You can't get a boner and drink that much whiskey.
You really can't.
I'm with my brothers. Me and all my brothers are soft right now. We drank too much duos.
It happens. But I guess the WAPs did the fucking Sopranos too.
Yeah.
Sopranos suits and shit for your wedding.
Oh yeah, yeah. You that's know? Fair. I didn't think about that. I think
this
they just
us,
don't they
dude.
Just dress like that anyway?
I think they kind of do, but I bet they WAP it up if
yeah.
they're like
Sopranos gave
my
them
uncle,
a license. Yeah.
He did some things.
Yeah, that's their I mean I've said it 100 times, that's their favorite thing. I would love to just really investigate every Italian's connections to the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
Start a documentary. Turns out they're all lying.
Did you watch that Philly versus the Mob at all?
No.
It was pretty great. The guy, one of the investigators at the start of it, one of the detectives, he's just like, all they talk about is how loyal and all that they are. Every single one of them is a fucking rat.
Yeah.
Like, damn,
it's devastating.
Funny.
They did all tell on each other for sure.
Yeah.
Who do they talk about? Like Nicky the Hat and all those guys?
I forget the guy's name. He's still alive.
Yeah.
I think he owns a steak thing. He's kind of the man.
So I remember there was there was like the main guy who got Joey Merlino got busted.
That's him.
Yeah, Merlino got busted, and then there was all these guys.
He's out. He's kind of the cool. That it's about like the young guys going up against the Sicilians, like the OG WAPs, and then the Philly WAPs are kind of.
I remember hearing rumors in like 2014, 2017, like the mob was coming back. Everyone kept trying to say that, like, yo, the mob's coming back.
Is the mob, like, whenever they bust these guys, they let them, they have to get so much on them before they arrest them.
Yeah.
And I never understood that. They sit there and watch them do, like, they, like, let them do pretty serious crimes. Yeah. And then finally, they're like, we got you.
Yeah,
you murdered 12 people. We got you on the 12th fucking guy.
I know.
Get them on the first thing.
I guess they're trying to go for the Godfather.
True.
I'm trying to get the Godfather. Because there was a big one when I was in college. They got a bunch of bookies, and they were saying that's the last of the mob. They all got busted, and they got like crushed. They got caught with like hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash, and they just I remember the pictures in the paper, and like they were just like laughing, getting walked out. They're like, we don't give a fuck. Like,
they're awesome.
Yeah, like we're fine. I know they kind of did rule.
It could be wrong, but aren't they saying that NBA gambling scandal has to do with the mob and? And maybe the UFC fixing fights and things like
that. Really?
There's a lot of gambling scandals that are coming out now. You see those pitchers?
There's a pitcher that just got busted.
Oh, no.
And he was just throwing the first pitch. You can bet on the first pitch being a ball or a strike.
Yeah.
They offered this guy like fucking $500. He got no money for this.
Really?
Somebody was probably like, yo, I'll give you $1,000 if you just throw a ball. He was like, all right. He got busted. Now he's facing like 60 years in prison.
How did they bust him?
I'm sure whoever was doing it was probably, it was like a bigger scheme, but I think he probably.
Yeah, you're fucked. Sorry, I just burped so loud. <in the mic.
laughs> No, I'm trying not to cough. So
Sorry, so while you're doing that, I'm like.
Yeah, we're officially an old man podcast. Yeah. I guess this is obviously how this is going to go. Yeah. By the end, we're going to go.
What
the hell are you talking about? I don't have any fucking memorabilia. Shut up. Don't fucking say that.